Alaska Airlines will extend wireless internet service to most in-state routes by the end of the year, but there will be gaps. The Alaska Marine Highway System also plans to offer onboard online service, but it's unclear when it will be available to the public. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Alaska Airlines already has Wi-Fi service on most of its flights linking lower 48 destinations. And while the equipment is installed on some planes serving the 49th state, the delivery system is not in place.
Our service provider, Aircell, is working to deploy 6 different towers within the state of Alaska that will provide Wi-Fi service on a great majority of Alaska Airlines flights.
Chase Craig is product development manager for the Seattle-based airline.
And all of them are on schedule to turn on by the end of the year. The hope is that the first two between Anchorage and Fairbanks actually turn on a little earlier.
The other towers are being installed near Cordova, Yakutat, Juneau, and Cake. Close to 3/4 of Alaska Airlines' fleet has the equipment needed for Wi-Fi service, which it calls GoGo in-flight internet. Craig says the rest will be set up by late December or early January. The system will cover flights through Southeast and those along the rail belt, but customers will find a large gap over British Columbia.
There will be a hold for some period of time. Our guesstimate is anywhere between an hour to an hour and a half of flight time in between Seattle and that first tower in the lower Southeast area.
Aircell, the system's contractor, is trying to get the rights to provide the service in Canadian airspace, but Craig says it's unclear when that will happen. There are no plans for service on flights to Kodiak, Dillingham, Bethel, or other destinations west or north of the rail belt. The company is charging about $5 for a 90-minute flight, $10 for a 3-hour trip, and $15 for longer flights. Monthly subscriptions are also available. The Alaska Marine Highway System is taking a different approach to its Wi-Fi service.
We feel that it may be in our best interest not to charge the customer and to use this as a marketing tool.
Ferry System General Manager John Falvey says free service is still some time away. 7 of the fleet's 11 ships are already equipped with a satellite-based system offered by Radio Holland. 2 more will be set up by spring, with a final pair, the Fast Ferries, planned for a later date. But before passengers get access, the system has to handle ferry business.
One of the concerns that we do have going forward is, will we have enough broadband purchased to run the 11 ships with all the satellite communications that we need for the ships, for the reservation system, all that communication back and forth live? And will there be enough broadband to then also run hotspots for our passengers that ride the ships?
Falvey says the service contract, costing $1 million a year, may be expanded to allow for passenger use. But that will happen after it's fully set up for internal systems, and it's unclear when that work will be completed.
We're just trying to move as quickly as we can with it because, you know, we do know that the customers really like having their laptops and having the ability to get onto the internet when they're out sailing around.
The equipment and installation costs $250,000 to $300,000 per ferry, depending on its size. Falvey says funds are coming from the federal government. Alaska Airlines is not releasing its Wi-Fi installation or operating costs. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.